School is already underway in some parts of the country, but some lucky kids are still enjoying a last week or two of summer camp, swimming, having cookouts. But at one camp in Gaston County, North Carolina, kids are taking sides in America's bloodiest war. Reporter Michael Tomsick of member station WFAE got a day pass to Civil War camp.
The Gaston County Museum is a historic red brick building that during the Civil War served as a hotel. 150 years later, 15 boys stand in the lobby, helping each other guess the famous names taped on their backs.
Yes!
Who are you? Stonewall Jackson.
Who are you?
I can't tell.
You're a famous musician.
It's the first lesson of the museum's Civil War soldier camp. For the last 5 years or so, the museum has organized the camp for 8 to 12-year-olds.
Left, 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 right, left.
An adult in a blue Union uniform, Will Ruark, teaches them about soldiers' training and 1860s-era guns.
Fire!
The kids go through the motions with fake wooden rifles taller than they are.
Aim! Fire! Reload!
Jason Luker leads the camp. He shows the kids a slideshow about Civil War generals.
Sherman. Anyone know anything about Sherman? Yes, sir.
He burned a path straight through Georgia and destroyed like half of it.
They learn about the divisions that led to the war. For 9-year-old Ben Villamore, there's only one that matters.
They shouldn't have slaves because this is a free country.
Luker thanks Villamore for bringing that up. He says slavery was at the heart of the Civil War. He asks the boys to define slavery.
Someone who worked for other people for no money and are beat, they're not doing their work.
It's someone who's holding against their will to work.
Pretty close.
Luker tells them the missing word is property. He says slaves were people who were black who had no rights. White people owned them.
How many grays and how many blues do you see?
After learning more about slave states and free states, the kids pick sides.
All right, sir, what would you want?
The Confederacy, sir.
Confederacy as well. There you are.
Ben Villamore chooses the Union.
Because I think, since they say it's a free country, that even the slave should be free.
Luke Richardson chooses the Confederacy.
I just like fighting for my state.
Richardson also has family members who fought for the Confederacy. That's a common reason kids choose the South.
I found that a lot of people from the South love their heritage, their ancestors, the stories that get passed down.
That's Museum Outreach Coordinator Kelly Mason, who says kids who choose the Union...
They love the ideas of the North. We want to fight for freedom. You know, this is a country for free people. So the Southern is more about their family history, where the Northern people are more talking about the big ideas.
They're a traitor!
At the end of the day, Union and Confederacy square off with water balloons.
Ready! Ready! Aim! Aim! Fire!
Fire!
Everyone gets soaked. There's no clear winner. On this day, the group is all boys, as it usually is, and there are no African Americans. Stacy Mocker Duff still appreciates the camp. She's the first African American woman elected to this small town's board of aldermen, and she says it's important for kids to learn this history.
You know, our children need to see from whence we came and the growth we've made, and we still have a ways to go.
That's why Tim Richardson brought his sons, Luke and Levi.
It's so hard for them to conceptualize, you know, slavery and what that means. I mean, Luke kind of gets it, but Levi really doesn't. I have to constantly kind of re-explain what that was and why.
Luke, the 12-year-old who signed up for the Confederacy, puts it simply.
I don't approve of slavery. It's just an evil thing.
We want to be able to show them, where did you get those ideas? And it came from this major bloody moment in our history.
Camp leader Jason Luker says if every kid leaves with a desire to learn more about the Civil War, that's his dream for the camp. For NPR News, I'm Michael Tomsick.